Hello, everyone. This is Sky Sports Radio and our weekly podcast preview for the legs of the quaddy. This week, we're at Rose Hill for the Australian Turf Club, and Paul Joyce joins us. Hello to you, Paul.
Hello, Andrew. Off to Rose Hill on Saturday. Look, the forecast is quite good, reasonably fine, very cold. We're in the middle of a big cold snap here in Sydney. And look, this track, currently as we record this, Andrew, on Thursday morning, it's around a soft six, soft seven. It'll stick to probably the genuine soft range. And as we've seen in recent weeks, these are genuine winter tracks. So that they're not drying out. If we get any rain on the day, they deteriorate quite quickly. But look, the soft six track will go off at this stage. And I think that's pretty accurate reading for what we'll get on Saturday with the rail out 3 metres.
All right, that's the summary. Let's have a look at the legs of the quaddy. Race six begins at 2:25. A Foreign Affair has already come out here, number eight. So we're looking at a field of 11 at this stage, Paul.
Yeah, look, and we're going to go extremely wide in the first leg. We got knocked out in the first leg last week before making late ground, and it's not going to happen this week. Speed of the race, Memes, who's flying along, she'll lead them, but there's plenty of pressure. Nudie Rudy, Fickle Folly, and also Don't Babble On. So a few on-pace runners here to keep Memes honest up front. So I'm just going to go as wide as possible in the first leg. I think we've never had this many, Andrew, so we might run out of ink. We've got seven runners. So write these down at 12, 2, 3, 4, 9, 10 and 1. 12, 2, 3, 4, 9, 10 and 1. We won't go through all of them in too much detail, but Maraquita is my top pick. So make sure you note her down because she's well into double figure odds with tab.com.au. Gerald Ryan trained, I'm Invincible Mare. First up off a spell, she usually sprints well fresh. I've loved her two trials into this. She's been cruising up behind them. She gets in on the limit weight with a fast pace up front. She's a back marker. She'll be probably last or second last in the run, so you'll have to hold your breath. But if she gets clear running in the straight, I do think she's got the potential to gun these down, and I'm having a good each-way bet on number 12, Maraquita. Before the quaddie, the two upscale is an absolute must. She's got great form here at Rose Hill. Huey Bowman rides. The three Memes, well, how could you leave her out? She's won four from five this prep, all from the front. The four Heady Height. Great first up stats, trialled strongly for Kim Waugh. She's another one that'll love the fast pace. Number nine, Don't Babble On, the Victorian. Two from two on soft tracks. Been placed three times in the heavy. Jared McLean obviously coming up here to take advantage of these winter courses. Number 10, Romney's Choice. Bell last start at Warwick Farm went in a winning position. Form before that was very consistent. She's up to winning this. And number one, Pioneering. I've decided to throw her in. She's got great form on soft tracks, trained by Chris Waller, and getting 2 kilos off for James Innes. Last start, fourth surf flush, good enough form to win this. So as I said, an open first leg, we're not going to miss out. 12, 2, 3, 4, 9, 10, and 1.
That's the first time in my history of doing the podcast that you've put seven horses in the first leg. You don't want to be knocked out like last week, do you?
I'm not down, not happening. Last week, I think the very next horse I would have put in came up and won. So this week, right, we're going to get through that first leg. Worst comes to worst, we'll miss it in the last leg this week, but we're not going to miss in that first.
All right. Maraquita is $18 right now with Tab Fixed Odds, number 12. He's top fancy in that race. Race 7 is the Civic Stakes, one of the features races out there, over 1,350 metres. 13 to line up here. The Monstar definitely runs. It's been scratched from the Sunshine Coast. How are we going to play this one?
Yeah, we've got to start to narrow it down, obviously, after that opening leg. But I like this race because the Monstar will lead. The Girl Sunday will come across and sit outside the Monstar. And that's about it for the pace. The Zinzan Eddie may be handy. And the only other runner with much speed would be a horse like Centre Pivot or perhaps Extensible. But I think the on-pacers get a real advantage here. And I'm keen on the Monstar. Obviously, the risk is the 1,350 metres. But I've gone 1, 8, 2 and 4. Now, the Monstar, we're getting close to double figures last night, Andrew, when I was going through the odds here with tab.com.au. This horse won the June Stakes by almost 6 lengths in a canter, bleeding from the outset. He's had 14 starts in soft tracks for 7 wins and 3 placings. Brett Kavanagh said, I'm going to chase the storms. He's going to follow the wet tracks through the winter. He's done that, obviously, by coming to Sydney. And just the fact that he'll get this softish lead up near up on the pace without the pressure, all of a sudden, the 1350 at Rose Hill becomes achievable. And look, I think the Monstar, a horse in form with the class on his side, I really think he's over the odds at around that $10 mark. So for me, number one, the Monstar, worth a good each-way bet. The 8, the obvious danger, Sir Bacchus, coming through the octagonal here last start when a certainty beat behind Royal Tudor got badly held up in the straight. He loves a soft track. He, whether or not he gets the tempo is the query, but 53 kilos, obviously a massive plus. Now, what about the 2 Gold Symphony? Last start, 6 in a Stradbroke, beating less than 3 lengths behind impending, and he's still getting a price here for this horse with Huey Bowman riding for Peter and Paul Snowden on the soft track. 6 starts, 3 wins and 2 seconds. Can't believe he's that price, Gold Symphony. He's a must for our quaddy. And I've decided to throw the 4 in centre pivot. I know he's got no first up stats to go off, but he loves Rose Hill. He's had 4 wins here, and he's 2 trials have been super. His last trial, he gunned down Sir Flush, who, of course, has come out and won convincingly since. So we'll throw in centre pivot as a bit of a knockout. 1, 8, 2, and 4.
1, 8, 2, and 4 there. The Monstar being the top fancy. And at the moment, as you say, you can get about $10 with Tab Fixed Odds. Race 8, the third leg of the quaddie is the Schweppes Handicap over 1,100. 12 to line up here. Is there pace?
There is plenty of pace. I've got 5 potential leaders. Oxford Poet's drawn the widest of those. He'll have to press forward. Then we've got Top Striker, who likes to lead. Highly Geared, another leader. I Am Gypsy, who's a blistering pace horse from down in South Australia, who's now with Matty Dale. And I'll throw into the mix there number 4, Prince Famous, who's drawn near the inside, and it's another leader. So 5 potential leaders, a stack of pace. I've gone 10, 7, 3, 11, 10 on Top Surplus, who just maps to trail the speed here as he did first up. He was a dominant winner there on a heavy 8. Beating Batty Oz. He goes up slightly in class and up very slightly in weight, but I just think the fact he gets that gun run, he's just too good to leave out, and he lived up to his trial form in winning first up. The 7 Top Striker, trialling really well, great first up stats, bit of a price about him. He loves a soft track. Just whether he can get in from that tricky gate, the query with Top Striker, but off his trial form and what he did last prep, he's a must for the quaddy. The 3, Savaru, I'll be cheering her to cause an upset. She's a mare that gets out the back. She loves a soft track. This grade will suit. She's been running in much stronger company. You've only got to go back 3 starts. She was beaten 3 lengths behind Secret Agenda and Miss Rock in the Group 2 Sapphire at Randwick on a soft track. If she can produce that sort of run here, she could knock these over at massive odds. And number 11, Calander. He's got to go into the quaddy, doesn't he, on what he's been doing of late. Just been racing without a lot of luck. Since winning at Canterbury 5 starts ago, English Guineas at Scone, the Redbest Classic at Eagle Farm, and then even last start in the Daybreak Lover, only beaten a length there behind All Over Bossanova. So he goes in, but he's not the one I'll be cheering for. I've got 10, 7, 3, and 11.
10, 7, 3, 11 in the third leg. We're alive. Alive and well, we approach the last with confidence at 4:25. The hashtag, the races, the early scratching is level 8 here, Paul number 13.
Yeah, big field to finish, Andrew, but not a lot of pace on paper. I know things will go forward just because they'll identify that. Obviously, all the connections look at these things. But number 8, Kingsguard, goes forward. He's got the blinkers coming off, so maybe not too much intent there. Harvard Graduate, the bottom one, goes forward. And the only other one, Lay Down the Law, who was ridden cold last start, didn't work. So maybe they go back to putting him into the race. But that's about it. So we've got a massive field, not a lot of speed on paper. It'll be interesting to see how they sort themselves out. I'm trimming it right down here just to numbers 4 and 7, partially because we went so wide early, but I am keen on number 4, Reneged. Currently, you check your odds, there was $6 last night with Cab Fixed Odds. He's a Mossman. He's 2 from 2 on heavy. He's an impressive last start winner at Canterbury where he lumped 58.5 and put them away stylishly. I think he'll suit Ty Anglin, who rides this horse very well because he gets on him, he's aggressive, he gets into him early, and this horse really does respond, I think, on a soft track. If he puts himself into the race, I think Reneged will be winning the last. Number 7, Karzoff, the favourite for Chris Waller and Huey Bowman. Interesting coming back from 1,800 to 1,500 in a race where I can't see a lot of pressure. That's a query, but again, there's no reason Huey Bowman won't put this horse into the race if they identify the fact there's not a lot of speed. He did have this pace to settle handily over 1,800 last time. So Karzoff, a former European, he's raced in group company overseas, and his 2 runs in Australia have been very close to the mark. So we'll close off with 4 and 7. I'll be betting up on Reneged, and if we're alive into the quaddy, Andrew, could be a huge dividend coming our way for a fairly small outlay. So 4 and 7 going for us in the last.
Yeah, Kazov's the favourite currently as we record this Thursday at $2.90 tab fixed odds. Reneged is at $6 right now. It is as we record this podcast. So we go wide in the early races, skin it up in the last, and we'll collect at 4:30.
Exactly, Andrew. And it's fairly within our budget. I think it's $20 will get you almost 10%. And if you want to guarantee that 10%, it'll actually cost you $23, and you'll get a little bit more than your 10%. So that's the way I'll be playing it anyway this week. And even though it's a prospect of a softish winter track, Andrew, I do really like the meeting. And there's a couple there early, the Monster and Maraquita. They're both at double figures. So if punters out there listening early and want to snap up the good odds each way, I'd suggest you do it because, to me, they're both big overs.
Good on you, Paul. You'll be joining us Saturday morning at 10 o'clock. Any updated scratchings, you'll go through every race, not just the quaddie. Thanks for your time today, mate.
My pleasure. Thanks a lot, Andrew.
Paul Joyce in our podcast preview for Rosehill Racing on Saturday.